Sauk Talk, news and events from Sauk Valley Community College for this May. And if you need any information, the best place to go, as always, is svcc.edu. And with us this morning, of course, Dallas Neck. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Can't believe we just put April on the shelf and bang, it's May.
Oh my gosh, I know. I think I was just in here, right?
I know. It's every 4 weeks, the first portion of the month, and it seems like it gets narrower and narrower.
It does.
So I don't know what happened. Of course, you always bring a great guest with you, and hear from the Impact Program and a few other things. Ashley Sorensen. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. I'm excited to be here.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Let's remind everybody about your department at Sauk Valley Community College.
Absolutely. So the Impact Program at Sauk Valley Community College is our Earn Tuition program. So students sign up in their eighth grade year, and then they're eligible for Earn Tuition and fees at Sauk Valley Community College. Sign up is open now for our current eighth graders. So we're really excited about that.
And what does the Impact Program do for them in case they haven't investigated on their own?
Absolutely. So our Impact Program, as long as students complete 5 steps, they can earn their tuition and fees at Sauk. Those steps are that students have to register by September 1st of their freshman year of high school, progress with the rest of their class, participate in 100 hours of community service before high school graduation, apply for 1 local, national, state scholarship, and complete the FAFSA. If students take care of those things, then they're eligible for tuition and fees taken care of at Sauk Valley Community College.
So for those community services, is there like a list they can choose from, or are they kind of assigned to one or another?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've worked to partner with nonprofits, places of worship, community organizations, community events, as well as our schools, to make sure that we're offering volunteer opportunities directly to our students.
Wow.
And so they have lots of options on our Impact Program calendar, which is on our website, to sign up and volunteer. Lots of different options for volunteering.
Probably a question I've never asked is what is the transportation? They all kind of go together, or how's that work?
Sure. So we've seen a lot of families where they'll rally together and bring quite a few different of the students from their community to the volunteering. Or parents are really excellent at taking their students to and from, just taking them. They're able to get there.
One of the nice things is that students are able to just opt into what opportunities they are interested in and what works with their schedule. So a lot of it comes down to students just showing up at the event. They have to fill out some forms beforehand and whatnot and opt into the volunteer opportunity, but then they can just show up on their own and get all of their volunteer hours done. And I know we mentioned September 1st is that deadline to sign up for the program. However, we really want to hit it hard now because there's a lot of opportunities coming up this summer for students to knock out maybe even all 25 of their hours for the year.
That's not much time when you think about it. 25 hours?
No, and especially when you consider all of the events we have going on, right? So like Petunia Fest, Hot Dog Day, there are a lot of opportunities. I know, Hot Dog Day. That one's a fun one because we have like the whole fun fair where we have a lot of our Impact students down helping with games downtown, interacting in whatever capacity they prefer to volunteer in. But also that goes into things like Ashley mentioned, maybe some of our nonprofits, whether they're doing office work or doing some stuff like that throughout the week as well, while they have time over the summer to knock those hours out.
Well, office work, so it's not just all some physical labor or anything like that. What kind of things do they generally get involved with?
Yeah, so students can sort of choose their own adventure with volunteering. We have over 200 nonprofits that are signed up to offer volunteer opportunities directly to the students. And the students get to look at the calendar and pick what they might be interested in doing, whether that's volunteering at Petunia Festival, volunteering with a nonprofit just to help with office work, working for a food pantry, working in the garden, lots of different incredible opportunities for the students. And they're learning so much during those opportunities. It's really exciting to see, for example, students learning about gardening or learning about how to work with children. So it's been really cool to see that happen.
Wow.
They also get that exposure to a lot of different resources in our community too. Like you mentioned, the food pantry, like how many of our students maybe know that even exists?
Yeah, absolutely. That's been really, really, really cool ripple effect of the program is to see that the students are learning about resources in our community, different nonprofits. They're also learning about communities outside of their own, too. We'll see students that'll travel, for example, from Franklin Grove to volunteer in Dixon for some of their events. And they're like, wow, I didn't know that Dixon had these types of community events. Wow. It's really cool.
Wow. Once again, this is Sock Talk. We're in studio with Dallas Knack and Ashley Sorensen, finding more about the Impact Program. Now, how long has the Impact Program been around?
Yes, the Impact Program has been around now for 3 years. Mm. And so it's been going really, really well with a lot of students completing the program requirements. Yeah, it's been a big success so far.
And this year, the sign-up just started on April 1st, and we already have quite a few students that have signed up, right?
Yeah, so we have over 175 new students signed up for the program. Right now, we have a total of over 1,300 students in the program. So sign-up's going really well. As Dallas mentioned, it started April 1st. It's ongoing until September 1st of a student's freshman year of high school. But we're looking at getting those 8th graders, those current 8th graders signed up for the program right now.
Wow.
And they can do all of that online too. They can sign up at svcc.edu/impact, and then they can get ready to start volunteering over the summer and knock out some of those hours.
See, there's a question I didn't have to ask because that one was next, but boom.
There is a lot of information on our website for Impact. They actually have a whole separate area, a really nice dashboard that gives you some of those numbers, some of those fun facts, like how many hours they volunteered so far.
Yeah, we have over 33,000 volunteer hours completed by our Impact students.
Wow.
33,000 hours that they've done so far.
So when they go out to do their volunteer work at a particular site or one or another, does anybody from the college go with them, or is it just kind of an honor thing and the person that they're providing a service for fill out?
All of the organizations have those site supervisors.
Okay.
So those are their connection as soon as they arrive to volunteer, and all of the hours are verified by whoever supervises the students. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So that makes it easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But we also had a really fun day where they came out this weekend and volunteered on campus, too. So they got a little bit of taste of being on campus. Maybe it's their first time out there. And they got to get some volunteer hours done as well.
Wow. So what did they do, a little cleanup, or what were they into?
Yeah, the students participated in cleaning up the grounds outside as well as inside to prepare for commencement at Sauk Valley Community College. So they were really incredible with helping us get ready for that huge event.
Wow.
And a lot of them already completed their 25 hours. It sounds like a lot of them, that was their last few hours.
Yes, we had several students that were like, this is my last event for the year, and they were really excited to be on their way to earning their tuition and fees.
Wow. So is this tuition for the entirety, or is this just 1 year? How's this work?
Sure. So if the students complete the requirements in high school, then they're eligible to earn up to 3 years of tuition and fees or until they earn their associate's degree.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That answers a few questions.
Yeah, so ideally, once they complete their 100 hours, there are, you know, a few little steps that they have to do while they are on campus
right.
when they register. But ideally, they will have their associate's degree completely paid for, or a certificate if that is the direction they're going.
Amazing. Wow. And again, you can go online or maybe stop by. Is there any paperwork, or is it all online?
Sign up is all online. It's at svcc.edu/impact. There's a big yellow button available for the sign up process. It's fairly easy, but I'm always happy to work with students and parents that are interested.
Sure. Excellent. Wow. Impact program. Get on that. Doesn't get any better than that. Ashley, we're going to come back to you, and I think we're going to talk about the child fair here in just a bit, but I want to go to Dallas. She's got a couple of things it's her happiest time of the year.
It's everyone's happiest time of the year. It's commencement season. It's a time that everyone on campus, we really enjoy this time of year to see all of our students and their accomplishments and get to celebrate them. So we have commencement coming up on Friday, May 10th. Our health professions pinning ceremony will start at 4:30, and then commencement will start at 7 o'clock. If you are not able to make it, maybe you have relatives that are out of state, unable to make it, whatever that looks like, we also have live streaming options available on Facebook, on YouTube, and you can even go to our website. We'll have it streamed on the website, and there will be a digital program there for you as well, so you won't be missing out on anything. But we hope that everyone is able to come out and celebrate our students with us on Friday, May 10th.
Hope this isn't a trick question. How many are going to be
So we still have sign up going on. Okay. So I don't have a solid number yet, but I do know that we have over 100 students that will be walking in commencement. But keep in mind, not all of our students choose to walk during the ceremony. So we have a lot of students graduating. That's very exciting this May, but we have about 100 that are going to be walking.
And then most recently, you turned out a bunch of new cops.
Yes, our police academy graduated our basic law enforcement class number 4 already.
Wow.
It's hard to believe this is the fourth class that has already gone through the Sauk Valley Community College Police Academy. But we are getting ready for BLE number 5 to come up. We have a bunch of new officers that are getting prepared for that, and we're going to have a whole new class coming in.
Every time I look at the photos of that, it's getting bigger.
It is getting bigger. Yeah. And we're very excited to be able to offer that, honestly, because there's such a backlog in our officers needing training. Mm-hmm. So just as a reminder for anyone too, the SVCC Police Academy, you have to be hired by a police department and then go through the training.
Right.
So we have a bunch of officers that are getting hired by their departments, and then they're on a backlog just waiting to go to the academy. So we're able to alleviate some of that backlog right now, and we're trying to open more spots as much as we can handle and house and train properly, just so that we can get more officers trained and out in the field, because we know that it's so needed right now.
You know, anything that happens at Sauk Valley Community College is always a success, but given how young this program is, it is just run through. My gosh.
Yes, absolutely. We're already we're really close to just the first year already, coming up on that anniversary,
yeah.
And we're already starting our fifth class going through the program, so it's been really nice. We're really proud of the program and the work that we're able to do to produce those police officers for our communities. And it's not just our local communities either. They're coming from a radius. Some of them are driving a couple hours just to come to the academy.
Wow.
So it's nice to know that, you know, we're just able to provide quality officers for the area.
Let's see, something coming up. Every time I mention a calendar date, all of a sudden, boom, there it is. But we've got Child Fair coming up next month, Ashley.
Yes, we have our 39th annual Child Fair coming up. I know, it's an incredible event. The theme this year is Travel Around the World. It is Saturday, June 1st, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and there's going to be tons and tons of amazing opportunities for the kids to have a blast.
There's going to be a petting zoo. We're going to have emergency vehicles. I do think there's a couple bounce houses, maybe. And then, of course, we have a lot of booths for local resources, different organizations, non-for-profits and such that will be set up providing information on their services available for families and children alike. But as Ashley mentioned, this is Travel Around the World. So we have a really fun little passport book for the kids this year. They can take them around to each of the booths and get a little stamp on it and turn it in for a prize at the end.
Now, is there any price involved, or is this?
No, it's completely free.
There we go.
And that is, of course, thanks to our sponsors, Regional Office of Education, KSB, CGH, the college, and the SVCC Impact Program that sponsor this event.
Wow. 39 years of Child Fair.
39 years.
And I love it. It's got a different theme each year, and it gets a little bit bigger each year. And I think Dallas Special orders those bounce houses just so she can sneak in and make sure it's
inflated. It's honestly just for me.
Inflated properly, you know. So.
Yeah, come out and bounce in the bounce houses with me. I'm glad you mentioned, though, that it gets bigger every year, because it truly does. Mm. This year we're expanding it. We'll be outside and inside, so there's going to be a nice flow. We hope everyone can come out and make their way through the entire first floor of the college, as well as some of our outside areas.
What's our hours?
Is 9 a.m. to noon.
9 a.m. to noon.
Yep, on Saturday, June 1st.
And is there going to be anything? Well, let's say the little ones or the kids that are attending might want something to eat. Is there going to be food available?
Yeah, so we have a small concession stand just to kind of keep the kids going throughout the day, because we know that can be a tough one.
Right.
And there's so much excitement. I think that's one of the great things about this is it's truly for families, but there are so many kid activities, like the petting zoo and all of the fun little booths. A lot of our exhibitors have fun games or little things for the kids to pick up and carry along with them. So it's a nice outing. Maybe you'll find like a little summer activity for your little one, get them involved in some things over the summer.
You know, you figure it's the 39th, there's high potential. Well, it's probably already happened. Somebody graduated from Sauk Valley Community College takes their kids to Child Fair.
Yes, honestly. I know that there are quite a few that went out there as a kid, and now they're taking their kids out there, and it's just a nice tradition to keep it going.
It's like, this is where you're going to be going.
Yes, that's what we hope.
We'll get you into the impact program, and then you're going to go where mom and dad went.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, that's a really good point, too, because we have our College for Kids coming up. So a lot of times, you'll have your little ones out during child fair, and the kid likes it. It kind of takes the pressure off because, you know, colleges, sometimes the buildings are a little bit scary, right? It's kind of intimidating to go out there. But when you go out there for child fair, it's definitely not. And that kid just gets excited to be on campus. And then maybe they enroll in College for Kids and they have a fun summer activity. And then they join the Impact Program and they come volunteer for us. And before you know it, they're earning their associate's degree.
Yeah, and that's just turns it into not so scary a step into college life.
Absolutely. Just taking the intimidation factor out of walking through those front doors.
All right. Ashley, have we got anything else to add?
Just that sign-up is open now for our current 8th graders, and I really encourage families and students to get signed up as soon as possible so they can begin volunteering June 1st.
All right, and I'm going to let Dallas wrap us with one more thing on her list.
We have a bunch of fun activities coming up, a lot of trips that will be coming up. We have trip previews for Costa Rica and Alaska. Mm. I'm going to leave you with just that little highlight, but look for more information at svcc.edu/trips.
There's a teaser. Wow, fantastic. Well, Dallas, good to see you again. And Ashley, thanks so much for coming in, giving us valuable information about the Impact Program and Child Fair as well.
Thank you.
Sock Talk for this May.